Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. The director of The Exorcist spoke to Variety magazine about his experience filming an exorcism with Father Gabriel Amorth, the chief exorcist of the Diocese of Rome. And then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. The Syrian army has ended the two-year-long ISIS siege of Deir al-Zour, and Elle magazine is glorifying a mother's grooming of her son into a drag queen called Lactatia. Variety magazine recently interviewed William Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist, about his experience filming an exorcism with chief exorcist of the Diocese of Rome, Father Gabriel Amorth. Friedkin said that at the time he shot The Exorcist, he believed in the efficacy of exorcisms, but he was unprepared for what he would encounter when he would film a real exorcism decades later. As a result of his experience, he made the documentary The Devil and Father Amorth, which screened at the Venice Film Festival. Friedkin revealed that Father Amorth was supportive of The Exorcist, although he believed the special effects were a bit overdone. Friedkin says that Father Amorth gave him permission to make the documentary and that he was openly critical of the Vatican, which never comments about issues involving demonic possession. Friedkin speculated that Father Amorth allowed him to accompany him to the exorcism with his camera because he saw it as a way to promote his cause for the Vatican to train more exorcists. Towards the end of Father Amorth's life, stories were coming out of priests lamenting the increased need for exorcists due to the rise in occult activity. As a member of the Society of St. Paul, a religious congregation whose apostolate is the visual, audio, and printed media, it was only natural that Father Amorth would consent to using this media to further his cause. The exorcism that Friedkin filmed was of a woman who was being exorcised once a month, and this particular exorcism was her ninth. Friedkin described the exorcism as, quote, terrifying. He shot the exorcism from about 2 feet away and said he ended up feeling a great deal of empathy with the woman's pain and suffering. He also added that psychiatrists now recognize demonic possession, labeling it, quote, dissociative identity disorder / demonic possession, and they treat it with both appropriate medication and an exorcist. And now it's time for your stock market report. Last week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 39 points and as of right now is down 216 points at 21,772. The NASDAQ last week closed up 7 points and as of right now is down 73 points at 6,362. The S&P 500 on Friday closed up 5 points and as of right now is down 21 points at 2,455. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed down 122 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 1. The London FTSE 100 closed down 37 and the DAX in Germany closed up 21. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Calcutta. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Teresa of Calcutta. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/shirts. And I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at MikeChurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Agnesa Gonja Boyaju was born in Skopje, a city in the Ottoman Empire, in 1910. Enthralled as a child by stories of missionaries, she knew by 12 that she was called to the religious life. She joined the Sisters of Laredo in Ireland at 18, aiming to learn English, which was the language of instruction of the missionaries to India. She took the name Teresa at her first profession for St. Therese of Lisieux, the patroness of the missionaries. Teresa received the call within the call while traveling by train to her annual retreat. She left the Sisters of Laredo to begin the Missionaries of Charity, living and serving amongst the poorest of the poor in the slums of Calcutta. her order expanded to 517 missions in over 100 countries. Mother Teresa died in Calcutta on September 5, 1997. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. The BBC is reporting that the Syrian military moved swiftly through the desert west of Deir al-Zor and managed to bring about the end of the Islamic State's siege of the city, which was the last major stronghold of the Islamic State in Syria. Since 2015, there have been an estimated 93,000 civilians trapped in an enclave on the western bank of the Euphrates River. But no longer. Good job, men. Red State is calling our attention to Elle magazine and its quest to glorify a mother's grooming of her 8-year-old son into a drag queen named Lactatia. The magazine, stooping to the degeneracy of Teen Vogue, shared the video 3 days ago about 8-year-old Nemes, whose mother has been putting jewelry and makeup on him since he was 2 and was watching RuPaul's Drag Race with him at 7. His mother says that when he saw that drag was, quote, an art form and that they could, quote, do whatever they wanted, he decided drag would become his life. At the end of the video, Lactatia is visited by Vivacious, who was featured in the 6th season of RuPaul's Drag Race and who encourages Lactatia to persevere in his ambitions. For your listening non-pleasure, here are excerpts of the Elle video.
Lactatia is the devious diva you could ever think of. I've been wearing like my sister's tutus since I was like 3s and 4s, even like 2s, and I've been dancing around in like little pink dresses and stuff. So yeah, I think I've had Lactatia inside of me since I was born, and that's why I love that song, Born This Way.
We just want our kids to express themselves however they see fit, as long as it's respectful and they're nice people. We really don't care.
I like dancing, and I like performing, and I love... Not only you like, I love dressing up. It makes me feel very happy, like I am accepted.
The red yellow wig with the red dress and then the blonde wig with this dress.
When he was about 2, he came to me with Mr. Potato Head earrings and asked me to put makeup on him. So we did a little like drag photo shoot and he duck faced and it was very sweet. And yeah, anytime he wanted makeup, I just put some on him.
A little bit of dark and a little bit of swoon and then a little bit of power couple. I want natural contour.
You want realness?
Yeah.
You want drag realness?
Yes. I also want stuff coming off of my eyes.
When he was about 7, we started watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I think when he saw that that was an actual art form and they could be whatever they wanted, I think he decided that that's when drag was going to be like his life.
I love them because they do what they want to do and they're not afraid to do it. My friends at school think Lactatia is very courageous. She's really good at dancing. They also think that she's really good at playing video games and stuff like that. You know, with the pew 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 pew. Blah.
It used to be called Peaches Demure. That was the original drag name. It's only been a few months since like the name Lactatia has been around. His sister picked it for him.
Lactatia is a diva all time.
I ain't a diva and you are not a diva. I am the real diva up in here. Yep.
A diva can be a drag queen. A diva can just be a woman. A diva can be a man, but I wouldn't really call a man a diva. I would call a man a divler.
I know people would like go up to their parents and tell them that they want to be a drag queen, and then their parents would be like, you shouldn't even know what that is. I don't think that that should be a thing. I don't think that other people should judge what people do.
It's overwhelming. Like, you feel overwhelmed with like pride that your child is, you know, expressing themselves and showing the world, and it's being so well received, and you know, she's pretty good at what she does.
If you're shy because of people that don't want you to do something, then you have to just man up and be like, okay, I'm not listening to you. I can do what I want, and this is what I want to do.
Hello, gorgeous. My advice to you is keep going. Learn your lyrics well. Give them face. Give them choreography, give them a lot of energy. They will always remember your energy. Left foot forward, there you go. And chest up, head up, when you give them your face, just do it like it's a rainbow sweep, as in you're gonna take in all of this wonderfulness. It's because of people like you that I'm here. You are my replacement. And you're gonna be wonderful at this. You're gonna have lots of fun with it. And it's gonna take you to a lot of wonderful places.
I take voguing classes.
Oh, you take voguing classes?
By the time you turn 12, you are going to be a weapon of mass devastation.
A lot of people ask me if I'm gonna be a drag queen forever, and it's always the same answer. Probably. I hope I'm still gonna be a drag queen. And if I'm not, that's totally fine. But I really hope that I can keep my lactation side of me for the rest of my life.
Work, diva! Yes, mama!
8-year-olds, dude. In this Celestial Musings, I have another Houston hero for you. Houston officer Bert Ramone saved nearly 1,500 people. When he set out to rescue the locals that he had sworn to serve after Harvey inundated the area, Officer Ramone didn't give a second thought to the fact that he is fighting stage 4 metastatic colon cancer, which has spread to his liver and his lungs. Ramone gave an interview to CBS News after receiving his scheduled bimonthly chemotherapy treatment 9 hours from home.
I feel great. I feel good. I feel strong.
When Houston police officer Bert Ramone posed for this picture, he was sending a signal to his wife, Cindy.
That's me giving a thumbs up that I'm okay. You know, don't let everybody worry about me.
The 24-year police veteran became one of the heroes of Hurricane Harvey, helping to rescue nearly 1,500 people. Many were children. All were desperate.
This is when we unloaded all the senior citizens from the assisted living center there in Kingwood.
You've worked Hurricanes Allison, Rita. You helped with evacuees during Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
That came to Houston.
Yes.
What was this one like?
This is like apocalypse. It's just unreal.
And it was dangerous, especially for him. Ramone has stage 4 cancer. It has spread from his colon to his liver and lungs.
He does know his platelet cancer low, right? So he can bump, bruise, bleed easily. She says, I know, but it's what he wants to do.
His case manager, Diana Reed, heard that from his wife, Cindy.
There's no way I could tell him, stay home. You can't go. He'd look at me like, are you crazy? I'm going. I'm going in.
Truly are a hero.
That's what we do. And God's answered my prayer. I mean, it came out of this flood. I hope I can inspire other cancer patients that, you know, don't let this hold you back. You know, if you feel strong, don't let it take over your life at all.
Before the storm and for his own health, he had been stuck on desk duty. But when Houston started to flood, he couldn't get to his police station, so he went to the next closest one, the Lake Patrol Division. His colleagues were worried about him.
I said, hey, I'm fine. I said, you know, don't hold me back. I'll go wherever I need to be.
Was there ever a moment where you thought, I don't know if this is smart?
No, it's never crossed my mind at all. Never.
He put his health concerns on hold for the city he swore to serve.
As long as I feel good and I feel healthy, I'm going to go out there and work, you know. It hasn't slowed me down yet. Thank God.
I suppose some would call him irresponsible or say that with so much on his plate, he should just worry about his health and not even risk joining the other boots in the water. But I say these are the moments in life when we are given the option to choose the heroic. These are the moments when we can choose safety for ourselves, watch as everyone else does the hard work and hope for the best, or we can, with the help and protection of God, say, this is my body, given for you that you may live. I believe it was Mother Angelica who said, if we aren't willing to do the ridiculous, God cannot do the miraculous. Don't be afraid to do the ridiculous. It does not mean that you will not suffer, but you will find that no matter what, God does not disappoint, and he will not let your sacrifice go unrewarded. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.